begin the service by singing number 252. Jehovah sits enthroned in majesty most bright, appareled in omnipotence and girded round with might. Number 252. By the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father. Come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Further, we will read to you from God's holy word, Psalm 107, and we start with verse 21. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let him sacrifice the sacrifices of men of thanksgiving, and declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, they see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commands and raises a stormy wind, which lifts up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heavens, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in the trouble, and he bringeth them out of the distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto the desired heaven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works. Then they are glad because they be quiet, so he bringeth them into the desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turns rivers into a wilderness, and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turns the wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into water springs. And there he makes the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesses them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffers another cattle to decrease. Again, they are menaced and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He pours contempt upon princes and causes them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. This verse. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given, and it's be multiplied unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord, it is in thy condescending mercy that we are privileged even in this evening hour of this Sabbath day to come up under thy word and testimony. Humble our hearts and give us grace to to look unto thee, for an undeserved but so necessarily blessing, where we are all travelers to that great and ever-ending eternity, young and old, great and small, that in this evening thy Holy Spirit was given unto us in the opening of thy word and in the applying of the same by that ever-blessed Spirit. We are so dependent of it in every way, one as well as the other, to speak or to listen to it. From ourselves we have nothing, but Lord, that thy word in this evening was a living word, an eternal word, a powerful word, that it find an entrance into the heart of young and old, great and small, and that in the alarming times in which we are living, full of the judgments of the Lord, that thy word have dominion in our heart and in our soul while we are still living in the day of salvation. And that also thy people be edified in their most holy faith, that they receive as an opening in this evening in thy holy word, that they may hear the name, expounding that word in the midst of the congregation, and that they were included in it by the Holy Spirit, that they have to believe, that they must believe, that the true work of the Lord is in the heart, and that they are no strangers or alien of the same, and that the devil be ashamed, and that the soul may rejoice in thee. There shall be people amongst me and amongst us that would say, not for me, not for me, never for me. But Lord, there is nothing too wonderful for thee. And that faith planted in the heart of thy children that overcomes the world, and what impossible is with men, that is possible with thee. Lord, give us instructions in this evening out of thy holy word. And remember us together in thy mercy, in thy love and kindness, that the outgoing of this day, that it was to the honor of thy precious name, but also to the salvation of sinners and to the rejoicing of thy children. Look upon us in mercy and in compassion. Supply the needs and the wants of those that are in the hospitals, and one who have to go tomorrow. Lord, thou knowest the circumstances of those, both of those fathers. Remember them in mercy, where the one is laying there in such and sickness that the end shall be death, and the other one, he is so old, but if it can please thee, bring that father and husband not back to his home, and prepare them together to meet thee in righteousness and in peace. that our life is in shadow, and time and again the tidings come also in this evening from one of our congregations, from one of the members who passed away in this afternoon. Some of the relatives are in our church this evening. Lord, remember them, and that all those warnings and admonitions be sanctified to their hearts and to their soul. Teach us all to number our days, that we apply our hearts unto wisdom. The widows and orphans and widowers, we commend them at a throne. With all the boys in the service, that the eyes were open over them, and also our country and government, and also in this state and in this city, thou knowest what there lays in store and what they want, also here in our city. But Lord, break down all the works of the devil, and that it may please thee, that thy word and testimony, that it may find an entrance in our heart, and that we have respect for it. Also, the man that is standing as the head of our city. Remember the parents, remember the children, that the fear of the Lord may fill our hearts and our soul, that we are bound at a throne with all the needs and with all the wants. Also these parents were the first child was born in this week. Remember in mercy and in compassion, and supply all the needs and all the wants. Also for thy servants, and for him also who is called in this evening to preach thy word and testimony, help him and strengthen him, and give him all that he stand in need of, that it was not a burden for him, but to the joy of his heart, and that all with the pardoning of our sins, for Christ's sake only. Amen. Number two. They that traffic on the sea, while unceasing watch they keep. And what follows? Number 295. Beloved congregation, we read in Psalm 103, verse 13, like as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him. For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust. And great privilege that is given congregation to God's children. The world is not involved with it. But as the text said, those that are fearing the Lord. And now we know a little, because the resemblance of it, that is, of course, to a certain extent, everybody can well realize that, because we can never compare any person or any father in this world with the Lord. That is impossible. But still, we have something to learn out of it. As a father pities his children, a father that loved his children, taking care for his children, time and again thinking about them, the special needs and wants here in this world that bothered them by day and by night. And so far and many times as that father can help those children, he shall do it. A father, he is willing to do everything for his children. But then that other text has said, for he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. Our frame, our condition. What our life is here in this world, all the weaknesses and all the troubles and all that bothered us and what hurt us in our life. For he knows our frame. Also then, when it is a problem and a question for us, whether that he knows our frame. Because there are times in our life that everything becomes dark and everything becomes a problem to us. And placing a question mark behind it, he remembers that we are dust. Many times, when we married people, then I say to them at the end, you never can pay back in your life what your father and your mother was to you. Never. We cannot pay for that. They cover so much up for us. Things what happens in our life that never comes farther than our own home. That they never talk about that to other people. Because he remembers that we are dust, said the text. On account that they know it for himself too. And now, what a patience and what a compassion that the Lord had with his people in this world. He remembers that we are dust, and there is something else. We read by the prophet Isaiah that the Lord never is weary, never is tired. The creator of the ends of the world. And this evening, I will say something about that, out the life of the disciples. Maybe a piece out of the life and language this evening that in our days, alas, for so many people is strange. But I hope that all of you may learn it and understand it. Even that it is not this evening, but later on in your life that you receive those lessons, sweeter than honey, and then a honeycomb. My text this evening that is finally a continuation of what I preached to you 14 days ago. You remember that maybe. That the disciples were constrained by Christ to go into the ship. Now this evening my text is in Matthew 14. I read to you only verse 25. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. This far. I have this evening three thoughts to consider with you. In the first place, the appearance of Christ. In the second place, the commiseration of Christ, and in the third place, the worshipping of Christ. I shall it repeat for you. First, the appearance of Christ. Then, the commiseration of Christ, And then finally, the worshiping of Christ. We have heard 14 days ago that the multitude, about 5,000 people, that they with force would make Christ king. They were for a long time already tired of that yoke that lay upon the shoulders of the Roman emperor. And now they thought they have an opportunity to have their own king, as that it was in the days of David and Solomon. The disciples had also in their head an earthly kingdom. And they were accompanied, those 5,000 people, to Galilee to make Christ king. But Christ sent them away. They have to go in the boat. That was not what they desired, but Christ, he remembers that we are dust. He knows our frame, He knows what there also was living in the heart of that people, even that they have received grace in the soul personally. And now, of course, they were in the boat without Christ. He stayed away. He was that night on the mountain to pray. And then in that night, there came up a storm. And you have to know what a storm is. Can you really realize what really, what an awful condition it is when we are on a boat and that there is a storm? When we came here in 47, then we have a storm. That was one of the reasons that we came too late in New York. And then one day, on a Tuesday, I think, then the first part of that boat that go entirely under the water. They fastened everything in the rooms. And of course, that is very nice to see such a storm if you are on the shore. But of course, when you are in the midst of the sea, then that is something else. Most of the people were sick, of course, most of them. Some, they were so sick that when the doctor came that they say, cast me over the boat in the water. So sick. Want woman she asked whether that was a remedy for the sickness. And then I cannot remember that the doctor, he said to that woman to sit under a tree. That's the remedy. But of course you have no trees in the cedars, of course. Then you have to be on the land. Yeah. But a storm. And now, of course, the disciples, they know something, because from the early days they were on the water. Thus they were not so quick afraid. You can realize that. But now the trouble was, Christ was not there. If he was in that boat, as you read in Matthew 8, then they could go to him, even that he was sleeping, they could awake him, but now he was not there. What an awful condition. And then of course, in that night, they go not to sleep, but they were trying to bring the boat to the other side of the shore of the sea. They use all the strength that they had, with all kinds of means that were given unto them. But there was nothing what helps. You read in Mark, of course we have the same story in Mark 6 and also in John 6. And then you read about it in the Gospel of Mark that they did everything to keep the boat. And he saw them, that is a text that I found here, he saw them toiling in rowing for the wind was contrary unto them. Thus they were not sitting and sleeping there, they have no rest, no. They did everything to come on the other side, but it seems that a boat that go another route, that even they didn't know where they would come, and it was also a question for them whether that they were ever would come alive on the other side. They saw nothing before their eyes than that they have to die. And then it was, as the text said this evening, it was in the fourth watch of the night that Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. The fourth watch of the night. The first watch was from 6 to 9 in the evening. the second 9 to 12. And then the third watch was from 12 to 3. And then the last watch that was from 3 to 6. That was the last watch. And now the Lord, he knew in what trouble that people was, because he knew everything. With the eyes of his all-knowing power, he had seen everything. And still Christ, stay away. When you read that in the Bible, then the question that come up, was that now love? Really, was that now love? 3 walks, so many hours in trouble, and then not no coming to the disciples to deliver them. You know what it was, people, that Christ stay away so long? That was his wisdom. His wisdom. Because the Lord had to learn his disciples big lessons. And one of the lessons that he had to learn them, that was, without me, you can do nothing. You read not of the disciples that they were praying that night. No. They were toiling and toiling to bring their boat on the other side. And that all in their own strength. Then you can see, congregation, that even prayer, that it must be given us. The people that have that in that night, they have thought more about their own life and the keeping of that ship than to cry unto the Lord. Finally, Christ came on the fourth watch of the night. And then, of course, he was walking, said the Bible, on the sea. There he showed that he was the Son of God. You read about that in Psalm 104, who walketh upon the wings of the wind. Who can do that? That is only the Lord Jesus Christ who had that power and that authority. And you read also about it in Revelations 2, that Christ is walking in the midst of the 7 golden candlesticks. Now here, Christ was walking on the water. A miracle that the Lord there performed, and that he showed there that he was the eternal Son of God. And now you would think that the disciples, when they saw Christ walking on the water, that their heart was glad, En dat er was zo in de hart dat hij was komen daar to help them and to deliver them. But that was much different. The Bible said they were troubled, saying it is a spirit. A spirit. You know what a spirit is. We read in the Bible that God is a spirit. The angels are also a spirit. But that is not the meaning of that text here. When we read here in our text about a spirit, then we have to think about the shades of a person that is deceased already. There is always in the world so much superstition, bijgeloof, unbelief. The world is also full of it, and God's people too. But also superstition. They thought that he was a spirit, and they cried for fear because they thought that goes wrong. The spirit that comes here to devour us. And then of course the disciples at that time, they could not die. They were well called by the Lord Jesus Christ. They have well knowledge of it. They know the place and the time when that all has happened. But still they could not die. They saw death before their eyes. And that is, of course, a terrible condition. Terrible. For God's people, Paul, he said that death, that is the last enemy. Some people that died without knowledge. Their mind is many times gone. Some people that died, then it is even hard to say that they died. So calm that they died. But there is also people that died that have a terrible end. That strife sometimes between that soul and that body on a deathbed. That can be terrible and terrible. The disciples, they have nothing in their mind than to drown, than to lay soon on the bottom of the Sea of Tiberias, and then it was done. Out for fear. The same as children can cry, so loud they did when they were on that boat. Was there no reason for no? Shall the Lord ever forsake his people? And shall he give them over in the hand of the devil? No. They are engrafted in both of his hand palms, and all the walls are before him. The Lord, he take care for his people. In six troubles, the Lord had delivered them, and in the seventh, he will help them, and he will deliver them. Christ, he heard that cry of the disciples. And of course, there is something else, people, what I have to explain to you. Christ was so close to that boat, because when he soon talked to them, then they understood it. Thus it was not that he was miles and miles from the boat. No, he was close by that to the boat. And now there is a difference between what? There is a difference between knowing Christ and to recognize Christ. Keep it in your mind, children. A difference between knowing Christ and recognizing Christ. I give you the example of Mary Magdalene in John 20. She was a woman that knew Christ. There was no doubt about it. But did she recognize Christ in the garden of Joseph of Arimathea? No. She did not recognize him. She thought that it was the gardener. And here you have the same thing. The disciples, they know Christ, but they did not recognize him. And we have heard this evening out of Psalm 103. He knows our frame, and he remembers that we are dust. What a comfort and what a blessing for God's children. What a comfort and what a blessing, people, that Christ is that compassionate high priest, and that he knows all the struggles and all the troubles and all that takes place in the heart and in the life of God's people, and in what a darkness that we come time and again in our life. And the Lord, he tempts his people, but always to a certain extent. It is always temporary. And he is always on his way to bring the problems that are coming up in the life of that people, to bring those problems to a solution. Because you read, but straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. First of all, Christ spake to them, and that voice that was well known to them. For a certain time they have heard him preaching every day. You realize that in your own life at the telephone, of course, time and again, then even that you not know, that you not say your name, but that you say hello, then most of the people that know immediately who you are. Recognizing that voice. Sometimes then it is so different. Then sometimes you have to say that you don't know it. Did you really know it? But that happens not so many times. And especially if you are acquainted with one another, then you know one another's voice. The church knows the voice of Christ too. Because in the Song of Solomon, then she said, this is the voice of my beloved. And now here, but straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. In other words, you are now so discouraged, but there is no reason to be discouraged. I am come to you. I am here with you. Look unto me, and you know that it is I, and that I am always ready to help you and to deliver you. Be of good cheer, it is I. The same words that the Lord spoke once to Moses in a burning bush. Jehovah, the Lord, the God of the covenant, the unchangeable and the eternal God. It is I. Christ had not even to mention his name. He said not, I am Jesus Christ. No. He said only, it is I. So familiar that he is with his people. What a wonder. What a wonder. But then he said afterwards, be not afraid. Maybe some people that will say, I cannot believe it. Why? That the Lord had to say above what he had spoken already. In that text, be not afraid. We will think they have heard it enough already. Be of good cheer, it is I. Did they need more? Yes, they need still more. Yeah. Is there people that are never satisfied? Never satisfied? Is it then ever enough? Oh, I tell you, if you have no spiritual knowledge, then that is a problem to you. Then you will think it is not necessary. But if you know what the heart of man is, what a strife that there is, what a trouble that there is day and night, then we find out, people, that courage and fear that lay close together in yards. That is one of the things that many people that can understand. For many people is that a strange language. They would say, if now Christ himself, if he said it is I, then it must of well be enough. Oh, if we know our heart, people. And what there goes on in our hearts. I tell you something. Huntington, you all have heard of the man, right? Huntington, he wrote once in a sermon. He said, I would give a whole farm if there was somebody that could learn me never to be faithless. Thus he would give an old farm for that. Currents and fear that lay so close together in our heart. Therefore, congregation, God's people, that need such a divine power from the Lord to believe. You read in Mark 9 about that man with that boy that was also vexed by the devil, that he said, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. There is many people nowadays that don't know what that means, really. No. They are so satisfied with themselves. They always believe. They are always happy. And if you talk in the way that we talk, then they cannot follow you. That is really in their eyes foolishness. But Philpott, he said in a sermon, he said, people that always can believe, and people that never believes, it is both wrong. Because all God's children, they have their up and downs in their life. That is in our temporal life, people, and that is in our spiritual life. That is every time different. And can you help it? No. No. Sometimes then you would complain about yourself. But to cure yourself, there's another point. You can do it. And now it was so necessary that after that the Lord said, be of good cheer, that he also said that this I am, be not afraid, because I am here and I am with you and I remain with you. I am staying with you. And that is reason to be quiet. Be know, be still, and be know, and know that I am God. In the greatest troubles, and in the greatest soul's afflictions, when the Lord is with us, It is I, be not afraid. But it teaches us also, congregation, that the Lord himself have to take away all the obstacles in our heart and all the mountains, and that he is the only one that can give quietness in our heart. As we sing that now together in 173, O come, behold the works of God, his mighty doing see, in dealing with the sons of men, most wonderful is he. 173, 4, 5, and 6. Have heard, congregation, the necessity of the appearance of Christ in our life to bring the darkness to light. And we have also heard the commiseration of Christ, the mercy of Christ in visiting his people and in taking away all the obstacles out of their life. And that he is never doing with his people after their sin, nor rewarded after their iniquity, but that he is always merciful and gracious. Soon, of course, then he shall say, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Because in that same time, but of course, the time is so far spent, we cannot talk about that this evening, and that was not my intention, that in the same time that Peter when he heard that it was Christ that he asked to come also on the water, and that he for a while was also walking there. But then he saw down instead of up, and then he started to sing. Yeah. That was ook something. That was Peter. Ja. In Jan 21, yeah, it is hard to say, I talk not about him, because he's so lieve man, so lovely man that Peter. But in Jan 21, then he was swimming. Swimming. As a vis. And he could do it. Oh yes. But now walking on the water. I think so many times when I read it in the Bible, if I now go to the Lake of Michigan and I would start to walk around the water, I think it was soon done. Yes. But of course that Peter that was privileged for a while to walk there. And when he saw the waters and the storm and the waves, then he was sinking and he was saying, Lord, save me. In prayer, three words. We have sometimes 100 words. Hey? Yeah, but that was now a prayer in Peter. And the Lord, he stretched out his hand and he picked them up, and they both go in the boat. I think he was later on, he was glad that he was in the boat. Yeah, because on outside people, there's every time a sinking. Every time. But now the real meaning of that all, for all the disciples, that when they came in the boat, then the wind ceased. And then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying of a truth, thou art the Son of God. And you know what that means here in the text. That last point this evening that speak about the worshiping of Christ. They have seen before their eyes that Christ had nursed 5,000 men there with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. But they were so blind and their heart was so hardened that they have not seen in that sign that he was the Son of God. If you know, if you have no knowledge of yourself, then you cannot realize the case. No. Then really you have to say, what a blind people, what a stubborn people. And now they have to come on the water in that storm, seeing nothing else before their eyes than to sink away and to die there. And then through the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to show his majesty, his power, and his glory, And then he himself, Mark, then he himself had opened the eyes, and otherwise they have still not seen it. So dependent in a spiritual way, let us never think anything of ourselves, people. But that we are realizing that we are dependent of the Lord in everything. And that He it is only that can us bring, that can bring us to the realization that Christ is the Son of God. They worshipped him. They came on their knees. They acknowledged him as the only begotten Son of God, people. And that was now the purpose of the Lord with all those ways. And the Lord, he obtained his, he contained his people, his purpose with all his children. They worshipped him. Thou art the Son of God. They were at the present time, they were so convinced that in that time that the devil could not come in between. That is also a privilege that the Lord gives something to his, sometime to his people. It is all coming from him. He knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. But now that privilege to visit his people and to come to acknowledge him and to worship him, to praise him. And when we praise him and we acknowledge him, then we fall away with ourselves. And then it is, as you read in one of our Psalms, in 115, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. That is the end, and that is also the desire of God's children, people. Their heart's desire is it to give all the honor and glory of the Lord, that new part, that new life. That vouchsafed the Lord everything. And now there are moments in the life of God's children. Then they say, Lord, from the bottom of my heart, I vouchsafe you everything, but here I am standing with empty hands. But a little patience, people of the Lord, the time is come that we shall deliver from all that darkness, that we shall be delivered from all that stubbornness, that we shall be delivered from all that unbelief and from all kind of superstitions. that we delivered ourselves. And then that we give all the praise and all the honor and all the glory to the Most High God. Children of God in my midst, that out of this history you shall be comforted in this evening. You are troubled so many times with yourself. And I go so far many times that you are placing yourself outside. That you say, oh Lord, I'm a stranger. I am a stranger. But as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him. He knows our frail, and he remembers that we are dust. And my uncomforted fellow travelers to eternity, one thing is necessary. This is life eternal, that they know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent, necessary for time and for eternity. The multitudes, the Lord let them go. But he said to his disciples, he constrained them to come into the ship. Oh, ask the Lord this evening, that he make you willing in the days of his power. That he will come in your heart to take it and then to give it. Augustine said, Lord, thou hast commanded me to give my heart unto thee. But Lord, please take it. And then you have commanded not in vain. May the Lord give that to us, children, boys and girls. The Lord remember you in the days of your youth. That he place the fear of the Lord in your heart. That your parents have ook not much trouble with you. No. And before that I come to the close of this Sabbath day, children of God, it isn't time to storm the mercy seat of the Lord. For our country, sinking away so far, for our own city, Grand Rapids. What they are trying to do there on Plainfield. What they trying to do in regard to that abortion. But all that prayers of God's people hindered that wicked work that which is an abomination in the sight of the Lord. Years ago, before that I was born, then they were trying to make something between one island and the other in the Netherlands. That they have a free transportation. But on the other side, that were all Roman people. And that little island, that was all reformed. And that minister, he prayed 3 times. When they were busy to make the bridge there. And every time the Lord gave a storm, and that bridge goes away. was broken down. When he died, then it happens, because the prayers of that man were gone. That is what the prayers of God's people prevail on our knees. Parents on our knees for your children, for our poor children and grandchildren, that the Lord may remember them in mercy before that it is too late, and that he will build his church to his honor and his glory and to the gladness of our heart. Amen. Lord, that thy word and testimony be sanctified to our heart and to our soul. Look upon the whole congregation also in the night he lay before us, in the week that lay before us. Spare us together. Remember the sick people in the homes and in the hospitals. We commend them all at thy throne. Prepare us to meet thee in righteousness and peace. And could it please thee, Lord, to strengthen and sustain each and every one, fathers and mothers and children. Take us not away unreconciled and unprepared, but remember us together in mercy. Forgive the shortcomings in this Sabbath day. They are many. But Lord, wash and cleanse us in thy precious blood. Remember our school, the teachers and the children. Remember all of us in thy condescending mercy with the consistory. Elders and deacons, strengthen all the ministers. And remember us together after the multitude of thy mercies. In Christ, thy beloved Son, for thy great name's sake, amen. We sing now number 114. Though trouble surge yet through the day, the Lord is gracious help will give. 140, we start with the seventh stanza. thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. I will not tell you that on Thursday evening, Reverend Harm hoped to preach in Kalamazoo, 7:30. We have asked him to preach here, but he was never in Kalamazoo to preach, thus he thought now to give that people there an opportunity. Therefore, I hope to preach Wednesday evening in the Holland, that each and every one who have desire to go there can do that. We pray also this evening for Mr. and Mrs. Ronald Carls, who have received last week in Shelton Grove.